WA residents. Tab account bets only. Full T's and C's on website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Get the complete harness picture with Sky Sports Radio's On the Pave. Summertime means all the Carnival of Cups action, plus the Victorian Hunter Cup Carnival. Tuesday mornings from 10:30, get On the Pave with Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:03 with Stuart Cosgrove. Good morning. We're going to be racing today at Maria. Brian Cowden is there. Good morning, Brian. Good
morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day? Look at Maria today.
Yeah, another lovely day down here. We've been blessed with the weather for our sort of four big meetings over the summer period. And today we've got a sunny day. I think it's going to be about 25, 26 degrees. There's only a slim chance of a storm this afternoon, but I think we'll miss that one. And just another perfect day for racing at Maria.
You got the Club Naruma Cup on, race 7?
That's right, yes, yeah. Not a huge field, but a good strong field, and particularly Matty Dale versus Danny Williams, the two satellite stables down here. They've both got good chances in that race with Animalia and Green Sweep. It should be a real good tactical race, that one.
All right, we look forward to it. So today, for families going along, I'd imagine you'll be looking after them, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, lots to do. Sort of the big jumping castle will be going up shortly, and plenty of food and fashions on the field. Sort of, should say, the weather's perfect, and it should be a great day out at the Maria races.
All right, terrific. Look forward to it. And John Scorse is going to find the winners for us. Have a great day there, Brian.
Okay, Sean.
Brian Cowden at Maria. John Scorse is there as well. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful part of the world. I'm not far from the track at the moment. About 27 degrees, just nice. No heat wave conditions that we've had down in the southeast and the southern districts the last couple of weeks, Sean. But yeah, look, Naruma Cup Day, it's always a cracker, mate, and really good support races. So, look, we got them last time on Maruya Cup Day. We hope we can get them again today.
All right, now race 1 is the benchmark 58, 1 Living Doll 350, number 2 the Magic 480. 3, Romeo Vella, 480, 4 out, 5, Light of Fire, $8, 6, Martyr Mark, 6, 7, Dinesque, 370, and 8, Aiden Anthony, 34. Favourite is 1 Living Doll, $3.50.
Yeah, not much between these, for Sean. I made it 1.376. I've got to stay with Living Doll. Went under last time at the Sapphire Coast, but look, this preparation, she's been so good. The only time out of the place was here in that flying when she drew the outside, and she showed some speed that day. Got gate one. Paddy understands her quite well, and look, she'll be right there all the way from gate one. So I'll go with her. Good respect for Romeo Vella. He's got a bit of potential, this fellow. He resumed with a really good win beating Rosecraft and Gundy. Probably get back a little bit in his first look at Maruya, but if they go too hard, he'll be very strong right here. Look, 7 Dinesque. She's, again, like Living Doll, she's been a model of consistency. This preparation, never far off them. And, again, she'll be back and finishing off. And 6 Smart Remark. Well, he's just a couple of consistent types in this, Sean. The tactics will be vital here. 1.37 and 6.
All right. Now, race 2, 1 Direct Default is $21. 2 Froze, 10. 3 Corruptible, 16. 4 Great Weekend, 6.50. 5 out. 6 Spicy Menu, 5, 7 Metro Missile, 19, 8 out, 9 Ned's Kelly, 71, 10 Centane, 81, and 11 Glamour Cruise, the favourite, $1.55.
Yeah, well, it's changed complexion with pros and cons coming out. Sean, I made it 11.427. You've got to go with this Glamour Cruise now with Danny Williams, a Waterhouse pot runner in the past. And this girl comes here, no barrier blanket, no crossover noseband. Look, the first two runs were heavy and soft runs, but Warwick Farm beyond Roosevelt will lead momentum factor, Sean. It was beaten 3 lengths. Look, it's on top, but it deserves to be that skinny, I guess, in a race like this. Look outside, Great Weekend was good on debut here in 1,000. That was beyond Luxurial back in August. And look, it's first up from a spell. It's got to go in there. 2 inches be froze. Only had a trial back in July. That was beyond Miss Crompton. And in really good hands, Steve Stevens, Mel Kinney in the saddle, and gate one on debut. It's a yard watch for sure. And 7 Metro Missile are through in for the first four takers, Sean. Look, pretty skinny, but it looks the winner. 11, 4, 2, and 7.
The third one, Shady Diamond, 18. Number two, Farage, is $5.50. Three, Boston Ivy, $4.60. Now, four, Susanna, $3.90. Five out. Six, All Tiara, $4.60. Seven, Barbara Mary, $6. Eight, Patty Kate, 81. Number nine, Rhonda Blom, is 26. Ten, Star Eagle, 19. 11, Two C's, 10. And 12, Warwick Star, 61. Favourite here is number four, Susanna, at $3.90.
Yeah, I've got to go with it too, Sean. It just went under in that really hot $40,000 maiden first. That was its second run this preparation, but 4.723. Susanna, it's drawn outside them a little bit, but she's got good tactical speed, this girl. And third up from a spell, Nat Jarvis got the team absolutely flying at the moment, and she won't get a better chance than this. So I'll go with Susanna on top here. Look, good query around Barbara Mary comes out of that trial beyond Rhonda Jean, who'll go around in the race. It could be an improver today, that one. Barbara Mary wasn't asked to do a whole lot at the trials, and good gate Mitchell Bell on debut. Watch the market and the parade for sure. Now, Farage, both his runs have been good in short races, 900 and 1,000 last time. He was only beaten a length in that Francisco Pizarro race. He certainly suited at the 1,200, a little bit awkwardly drawn. He'll want a bit of luck in the run, but if he gets it, he won't be far off late. And Boston Ivy, she's been really good placed, 5 of a 10, and she was pretty solid last time beyond heaven and earth. She got into trouble a little bit after about a furlong and a bit there. But gate 3 and Blake McDougall gets her a couple of favours in the run. But good, even little contest. This 4.723, Sean.
All right, race 4, 1 Bellagano, 11, 2 Duchess Moshi, 260, 3 Garros, 420, 4 and 5 out, 6 Ethnicity, $5, 7 Whispered Prayer, 15, 8 Not Bossy, 420, 9 is out, 10 City of Shadows, 15, 11 out, and 12 Dance Harder Sun, 51. The favourite number 2, Duchess Moshi, at $2.60.
I thought she was probably the best bet of the day, Sean. I think she's a little bit above these Duchess Moshi, 2 a special, 6, 8 and 3. Look, the only time we saw her here at Maruya in this 14.35 today, she was a little bit unlucky that day. So I think a nice in-form horse, Matt Dales, ran her down that day from memory, Sean, but she resumed at the Kenzo in that highway there, put up a pretty fair effort of it as well. Comes here second up. She's just a nice mare on the way up, and a few of these have got some conviction. So I thought she stood out a fair bit. Blake McDougall for the Joseph Jones team, I'll make her the best bet of the day. Look, Ethanist, he's all around the mark, his last couple. He gets up to he's pretty good last time. There's a lot more speed in that than there is today, but gets the winkers on. He's going to run you a good race again here down in the weight. Look, 8 Not Bossy could be certainly the improver here. She's raced well at Maruya quite a few times, and she gets here second. I'm just too short for the 1,000 first up, but she can improve second up from the good gate up to 14.35. And Garros was really good at first run for Greg Stevens. That wore down Ethnicity there. Meets it a whole lot worse at the weights today, though. Looks too good for them, Sean. 2 a special, 6, 8, and 3.
All right, race 5, the Town Plate. Now 1 Levy Bank, 2.50. 2 Charlie Royale, 12. 3 Count the Krona, 8.50. 4 Equal Balance, 3.30. 5 Athonis, is 5.50. 6 out. 7 Tiger with a tail, 8.50. 8 Janice, 41. 9 out. And 10 Malachi Crunch. $16. Favourite, number 1, Levy Bank, $2.50.
Yeah, good little contest, but she's just in good form, Levy Bank. I made it 1, 5, 3 and 4. She's got this habit of just being slow off the mark, and she doesn't seem to get herself in the gear, Levy Bank, for the first furlong. But when she does, gee, she finished off strongly at Wagga last time. Up a little bit in weight, but it's going to happen to you. She's just a mare in good form, so hopefully the behaviour's not too bad. She's been placed her only run on this track, and with even luck, I think she'll run them down again. 1 on top for me, Levy Bank. 5, Athonis. Got a bit of time for this fellow. He's resuming from November. Last time he went round, he won down at the Sapphire Coast over the mile, but nice and fresh. Been placed a couple of times, and I think the last preparation or the one before, he ran into a real nice horse of Lamings down at the Sapphire Coast at the carnival there. So he'll put himself right on top of the speed. He just runs the whole way. Look, 3, Count the Krona, I thought was some type of claims here, Sean. He was good winning first up from a spell. Look, his most recent run, he went under beyond Furman a lad, but I think he's a bit better weighted today, and he'll make his own luck there, and 4, Equal Balance. Look, never far off the mark. So 1, 5, 3 and 4 in the Naruma Town Plate, Sean.
Good on you. Now, race six, we've got number one, Catch the Culprit, 750, two, Resort 18, three, Romance Concosta, 21, four, The Blues Brother, 14, number five, Tyres the Crucial, $7, six, Confidential, 650, seven, First Courier, 950, eight, La Sacra Bleu, 13, nine, Cooler Mine, 31, 10, Biodynamic, 390, 11, Ben de Thera, 950, 12, Tippy Tantivy is $21, 13, Georgian Court, 19, 14, The Potato Pot of 71, 15, 16, 17 out. Favourite 390, number 10, Biodynamic.
Yeah, these are pretty open, this one, this race 6 and 8. But look, I made it 6, 5, 10 and 9. I'm going to stay with him confidentially. He was just beaten by the, look, a small field and no tempo. He got back. He just gave too much start away there. That's his pattern. With the sectionals, he just couldn't run down. Gray fell there. But his runs have been really good this race. He's never been to Maruya. But assuming he handles the surface okay here, and if he just has a little bit of luck, well, they're all going to need some. It's a field of 14, but we'll put our money on him confidentially. He's been pretty good to us in the past, so we'll go with him on top. Tyres are crucial. I was with him the other day, Sean. He seemed to have his chance, but his runs have all been good. And he gets back up to the 2,000 against, say, Gate 2 and Blake McDougall. I think that was his first sit on him, Blake, so it'll be a bit sharper knowing him a bit better. Look, he's going to run well for sure. Look, Biodynamic, he was very good three back at Canberra in a short race, and then he came here on a day where they didn't make up much ground in that 14.25, and not disgraced last time at Randwick. So he's looking for this type of trip, and I think he's going to run well for sure. And nine, I threw in as a little bit of value here. Cooler Mine's been really flying. We've got a jockey for Cooler Mine there, Sean. I don't know if she, is she riding Courtney Grosvenor? Hey.
Now, hang on a second. I'll have a quick look here for you, Cooler Mine. I'm trying to see you, John. Let's have a look and see. No, not
like
I can see.
You didn't ride at Canberra Friday.
No, not still no rider there at the moment.
Oh, well, it might be. She might have recovered okay. But look, he's, although widely drawn, he'll put a bit of spark into this. I made it 6, 5, 10, 9, but a very, very open race, Sean.
All right, race 7, the Club Naruma Cup. Now, 1, Green Suite, 320, 2, to Beak, 550, 3, Animodia, 210, 4 out, 5, Le Cavalier, 11, 6, Nagging, 11, 7, Ardanza, 11, and 8, Tag and Release, 15. Favourite 210, number 3, Animodia.
Yeah, I can't go around him, Sean. Made it 3-1-2-7 in the feature. But Animalia, geez, he knows where that line is. He never stops trying this horse. They look like they had him there in the Maruya Cup last time when he's straight, and they just skipped away on him. But he just knuckles down and has a crack. He goes up to 58.5, but we saw him carry 60 first up. So I don't think that's an issue. The extra trip's probably going to suit him. And in the small field, I just don't think they can hide from him. He's just going to keep coming at you all the way. So I'll go Animalia. Look, Green Sweet, he was very good in town last time beyond Turnberry. Hasn't won since the Albury Cup, but look, he's a talented horse. He's got the big weight, but he probably deserves it. Look, the Beak likes it here. He's probably the speed in the race, and he's going to run you a cheeky race for a long, long while. Never out of the place. He's in 5 tries here, and Paddy's claim gets him in okay. So, well, look, he's not without. He's the upset chance, and 7 Ardanza was good winning here last time, this track and trip. It is up in distance, but look, it just looks like Animalia again here, Sean. 3-1-2-7 in race 7, the feature.
All right, the 8th event now. 1 is out, 2 Say You Can See, $10, 3 Sunday Powered, 5.50, 4 Air Free, 7.50, 5 Rabbit Up, Rednut is 6.50, number 6 and there was more, $5, 7 out. A Classic Conquest, 7, 9, Interventions, 14, 10 out, 11, Heaven on Earth, 10, 12, Lurie's, 10, 13, Sunday Hustler, 14, number 14, Deprecation, or Depreciation, rather, is $14. Favourite, $5 in an open race, 6, and there is more.
Look, I haven't got her in the tip, Sean. That's how open it is. This very, very tough race, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me. I'm going to go Say Can You See. Her last run was off 9 weeks there beyond Malachi Crunch and Acton Shah, the like. She's up on the speed, he likes it here. He's got a bit of an average gait, but he's got enough toe to put himself up in the first couple. So I think he's as good a chance as any of these. I'll go with him on top. A Sunday Poet won his first two, and he looked pretty good doing it as well. He beat the Boston Ivy on debut. He beat Acton Charlotte Wagga. Look, down the track at Randwick before a spell, but he's resuming, and again, he can probably follow Say Can You See over Sunday Poet, and he looks a nice type. Look, Airfree's got to be in there somewhere. This might be set up nicely for her. She was really good when she was placed in that Malachi Crunch run last time, and she'll be back and strong here. And then there is more. He's had a training change. He's down here to Steve Stevens now, and she comes here with a couple of gear changes, Sean. So I thought she might be able to improve. She's got the earmuffs off, and the tongue tie goes on. So, look, she's not without a chance from a good gate. She'd probably get the right run. So, look, a tough little one to finish us off. Hopefully we're in front. 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the lucky last, Sean.
All right. Now, what's your best out of that, John?
Look, I think stands out a fair bit, Duchess Moshe in race 4, that class 3. It's beautifully placed and just looks like she's got a little bit more upside than a few of these. So we're going to go race 4, horse number 2, Duchess Moshe. Sean is our best. But look, obviously, Animalia should be hard to beat. And you think Danny Williams' maiden in race 2. Grammar Cruise will take some beating also, mate. But look, some very, very even contests all throughout the day. So look, with the rail out 3 metres today, cutaway applies. I think probably looking at a pretty fair surface all throughout, mate.
All right, good on you, John. We'll hear the late mail throughout today.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. It's 19 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Join us for the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
It is 19 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Danny Williams has a stack of horses going around Maria today, hoping to get a few winners too. Morning, Danny, and happy new year.
Yeah, likewise, Cozzy. Good morning to everyone listening. Thank you.
You've got a stack of them there today. We bounced the ball on the first. You've got Dan Eskin. This did win at Maruya back in June last year, all bit on the heavy. And it's had a couple of refreshments up, but, gee, it's been consistent since.
Yeah, Cozzy, she's getting closer to the mark. She hasn't won one, but she's trying very hard, and she's close to the money. She's done particularly well, and she should be hard to beat today. Albeit from a wide gate, I expect her to get back a little bit of cover and really hit the line hard. I'm expecting her to go close to winning.
Now, Scorsi was a big rap for Glamour Cruise in race 2, the smart missile filly you've got. She has raced in the city. And tell us about the last run of Gossip. She did show a lot of pace.
Well, look, it's a significant class drop for this mare, Cozzy. I mean, whether it be Gossip or a run at Warwick Farm when she led, I think in that day she was beaten about 5 1/4 lengths, and she was racing against horses that have gone on and been group placed or won. She's a very fast horse, has a little bit of, can get a little bit uptight in the gates. We've done a lot of work on her. She's improved dramatically. If she was to jump, well, she should be very hard to beat.
The other day, even at Gosford, although she did finish 9th of 9, she led and was only beaten 4 lengths, so she wasn't far off him.
No, Cozzy, we didn't have her then. Gay Waterhouse had this filly for every start that she's had so far. James Bester and a crew of wonderful ladies own this filly and partners. And, look, she's really thrived since being in the country environment. And that particular day, Gossip, she went very, very quick. She hasn't been finding the line, but I think that she's... she's come on a lot since being at our place.
Could be a good confidence booster for her today, Danny, with a bit of luck.
Yeah, Cozzy, look, we did have a set for something a little bit stronger. We did nominate this mare. She was a Magic Millions horse. We had her nominate the maiden up there, and she would have most probably been 3rd or 4th emergency, sorry. And so she's done a lot of work focused to try and get the 1,200. So coming back to 1,000 shouldn't be an issue. And she's very forward in condition.
Now, Danny, I've noticed one in the third here, Barbara Mary. This trial nicely at Goldwater. This has been a race. You would have got 12 months because it was a very soft trial. Just nice and comfortable, wasn't it?
Look, she's learning. Would like to have seen her. She had a recent jump out at home. Would have liked to have seen her hit the line just a little bit stronger. But, you know, she'll be there for a long way. She shows enough ability to be going close to winning today. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what she does. The two trials on that particular day, nothing's come out of the trial. I think the horse that finished alongside of her hasn't done anything at its only start, albeit at Kemmer Grange. And the horse that won the other jump out in much faster time, it's also been a little bit disappointing, albeit did start play here at its last start at the $40,000 showcase maiden that they had here at Maria Cup meeting. Look, she'll be there for a long way, Cosy.
But just maybe still get a little bit of ring craft to figure out.
Definitely, a bit raw that way. She was trained at Kemmer Grange before myself, and look, she was basically sacked for not being good enough. And look, she's perhaps just needed a little bit of time. She's come to us. She's done everything right. She shows a bit of speed, and she's drawn perfectly today. As I said, she just needs to finish her races or her work off to be a little bit more confident going into today.
Well, gee, Danny, I'll just look at the form of Tiger by the Tail you've got in race five. What an owner's dream. It's had 52 starts. I've been to the races, yeah, a lot of time, had a lot of fun. 6 wins, 5 seconds, 9 thirds, nearly 200,000 in prize money. And this preparation has had about 10 runs since August. Just tough as teak.
Yeah, look, he is, because he's a dream to train. He's a beautiful horse. My partner owns him. We bought him off a client, Eric Lucas, who we raced this horse with. And then we went on to share ownership, and then we bought Eric out. He's been a wonderful horse. He's run the other day. Was quite good. He got exposed a little bit earlier than we would have liked. He came wide down the turn, looked the wind at one part of the race and may have just petered on his run. But, look, it's the best I've seen him today as far as his condition. He's always looked a bit gross, and today he looks very fit, and I expect a very bold showing of him as well.
Danny, have you had him all his career?
No, look, I with the owner, bought a horse, the Magic Millions, and he was selected by Steve Brim, the late Steve Brim. And the trio of us were successful at the sales. And I was working for Alan Cardy at that point of time as a private trainer. I had a few outside horses. One particular client was the gentleman, Eric Lucas, that I bought this horse. And he, we went separate ways. And I went to work for Tony McAvoy, and in that time, the horse was broken in Queensland, and Eric asked who I'd recommend as a trainer, so I recommended Matt Dunn. And Matt had him for his first, I think, three or four starts, and he won an open three-year-old at Doomben as his maiden. He used to come from a long way back, and he was to be purchased to go overseas to one of the Asia countries, and failed the vet test and was broken-winded. Since then, the horse has had two throat operations. I've tried to sell the horse, at some stage through his period with myself, and he didn't get enough money. And then after that, he came out and won a highway. So after we tried to sell the horse, so... look, he would have been a nice horse for someone, and luckily we kept him ourselves, and he's just a wonderful horse to do anything with. He'd make an absolute gem show horse after he's finished. He's a beautiful walking horse, and he carries himself well. He's got the right temperament, so he's just great to work
with. I was going to ask, is that you look at his form, and he's just had 13 weeks, 7 weeks, 6 weeks, but there was one 47-week break, and I thought there's a story there, and that's what it was when he's had the throat up, obviously, after he ran fourth at Rose Hill.
Yeah, that's right. And I think his second start, he came out and won. So after the op, so it was well worth doing. And these operations, they only have a lifespan, a number of years, and they tend to deteriorate again. So he's an older horse now, and he just needed doing again.
Well, there you go. You've been a terrific horse. Now, Biodynamic, you've got going around in the sixth. And this horse, nice run at Canberra, a couple of runs back. He's been racing in highways as well.
Yeah, a little bit disappointing at Randwick the other day. I declared that he'd run in the first four, and as is today, the track is going to be a firm track, and at Randwick the other day, it started off soft six, but dried out markedly throughout the day. It was a very hot day, and albeit it was race two, I thought he was a bit disappointing at Randwick. If you go on the run first up, it was quite a good run. And if he was to reproduce that sort of form, well, then he'd be very hard to beat today. It was luckless two starts to go here at Maria. He loves Maria. Would like to see, you know, a soft track for this horse. He's crying out for that. But, look, I'm expecting a bold run today. I'd like to see him do it before I can grow any confidence or give anyone confidence to have a bet.
Now, Green Sweet in the Naruma Cup Race 7, this is his distance, the mile, and he's been terrific for me. He's only just been getting knocked off and down.
Because he hasn't won 17 starts, which is a bit of a concern. Mm. He's absolutely flying. This horse, on his best form, would be winning today. He ran a good fourth to Avilias. He's run fourth in the Goulburn Cup behind Interlocker. He was only beaten, I think, 5 1/4 lengths by Don't Give a Damn, and he'd be winning this by a lot further than 5 lengths. And, you know, he's a very unlucky runner at his last start at Randwick, where he just started to get going, run into a bit of traffic, got held up, stopped his momentum, was only beaten narrowly for second. And, you know, he definitely should have run second. So he drops back to from Saturday class form to Sydney Saturday class form to what I would say that would be, you know, perhaps not even quite there at midweeks. So, you know, I'd say that that form be good enough to win today. Can he carry the weight? That's going to be his nemesis today, is the 62.5. He's only a small horse. So he did carry 59.5 his last start. And, you know, he only goes up 3 kilograms down significantly in class. So if he can do that, he should be going close to winning.
Terrific. You got a terrific selection there today. What, can you label one for a standing? Is there a standout?
Look, Glamour Cruise, its price indicates that. It's only got a jump, I think, and it'd be very hard to beat. Look, they're all good each-way chances. There's no standouts. They're all in with a very good chance, but I couldn't declare any of them at this point of time. They need to be winning a bit more regularly to have a bit of confidence in them.
All right, terrific. Danny, appreciate your time as always, mate. Good luck today.
Thank you, Cozzy. Thank you, everyone else. And good luck and good punting.
Terrific. Danny Williams, always great to catch up with him. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, the New South Wales Waratahs have announced a player swap with the Queensland Reds and Carmichael Hunt, confirming his move to Sydney for the 2019 Super Rugby season. Hunt will join the New South Wales Waratahs with Bryce Hegarty to play for the Queensland Reds. New South Wales batsman Curtis Patterson is a late addition to Australia's Test squad on the back of his twin centuries in the Cricket Australia Tour match against Sri Lanka over the weekend. And the Sydney Sixers have moved up to second on the Big Bash League ladder with a 79-run victory over the Brisbane Heat at the SCG last night. And in tennis, Ash Barty's Dream Australian Open campaign has continued, with the young Aussie coming from a set down to steamroll 5-time Grand Slam winner Maria Sharapova, claiming her biggest win of her career with a 4-6, 6-1, 6-4 victory. While Roger Federer is out of the Australian Open, defeated by Stefanos Tsitsipas last night. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Hey, guys. Look, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm leaving the flat. You're like family to me, and if I could stay here longer, believe me, I would, man. I know it's...